The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, all Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. When we prayed, as we were lighting the two candles of the Advent wreath, we said, "Let us follow in the steps of St. John the Baptist." So immediately after Mass, there'll be two buses out front. We'll all go into them. We're going to be dropped off somewhere along the lake where there's a deserted area. We're going to have to look for food, okay? But we're going to go out there, and we're going to call people to come out, and we're going to say to them when they come, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Well, if you want to follow in the footsteps of St. John the Baptist, you know, we got to do some things. It means you can't go home, get a suitcase. We're going to have to find food. But just think, you won't have to worry about cleaning up after the cat or the dog. You won't have to clean the house or the kitchen. But we are called to follow in the footsteps of St. John the Baptist. So what does that mean? Now, I'm not suggesting you go into Wegmans and the first person you meet, you say, "Repent." Although that might not be a bad idea. You probably get some conversation going. Then you can talk about the faith. But like John the Baptist, like all the prophets of the Old Testament, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, like David, like all the saints of the church, we are called to go forth as did John the Baptist and prepare the way of the Lord. Now, for that to happen, we have to be aware of our own sins and repent of them. Now, for us Catholics, it's an easy thing to do. All we have to do is take some time, jot down our sins, and then go to confession. We actually have a sacrament, a special intimate encounter with God where we confess our sins and we receive absolution. So, unlike those who went to John the Baptist, we've got this sacrament where we can celebrate it in comfort in a church. Do we take advantage of that? Do we take time to look at our lives and ask ourselves, are we bearing good fruit that we're supposed to be bearing? If we're not, if we're bearing good fruit, are we taking responsibility for it? Are we repenting so that we can be better proclaimers of the gospel? And then we have to take that same message out. Repent, because the Lord's coming. Make way for the Lord, which means we have to go out and help other people prepare for the coming of the Lord. We have to make straight the valleys. We have to lower the mountains, raise up the valleys to make it easier for people to see the goodness of God so that they will want to unburden themselves of their sins and do what God calls us to do. So just like John the Baptist, we are prophets. We are called to go forth and remind people that there is a God who loves them. And if we want to be faithful and follow him right up into heaven, we do have to constantly be aware of our sins, keep turning away from them and turning towards the good and producing good fruit so that we will not be an obstacle in the way of other people. Because it's not just about me and God. When I sin, it's not just what I do in the presence of the Lord. I affect everyone through my sins negatively. I injure everyone on this planet when I sin. Doesn't matter whether the sin's big or small, I'm polluting the spiritual atmosphere, and I'm making it more difficult for people to see the goodness of God, especially in my life, so that they may get lost. And of course, there are people that don't know anything about Jesus Christ, so if they see me proclaiming Jesus Christ and yet doing what is sinful, well, that will be pushing people away from Christ. So we're called to make sure that we're always aware of what we're doing in the name of the Lord so that, again, we can prepare the way of the Lord. And again, it's not just for people who have heard about Jesus Christ, but especially for those who are out in the desert, who are out in the highways and the byways, who have never heard about Jesus Christ. We need to take the gospel message out to them and help them prepare for the coming of Christ, because he is coming again. Advent reminds us that Christ came in the flesh 2,000 years ago to begin, let's say, the end of salvation history. And we are told, especially during Advent, get ready for his second coming, when he comes in glory and brings to completion human history. That could be in 5 minutes from now. We don't know. But are we ready to greet him? Are other people ready to greet him when he comes? If I should die in a day, will I be ready to greet him when he comes for me through my death? But we have to be serious about our faith. It is going to happen one way or the other. And we need to be ready, and we need to help other people get ready. So what is it in our lives that prevents us, or that we choose to put in our way, so that there are walls or valleys or hills that get in the way of my fully professing my faith and taking it out into the world so that other people can see the goodness of God and want to be reconciled, healed of sin? Remember, that's the first thing John the Baptist said, repent. And come Lent, we're going to hear the first thing Jesus said, and it was repent. So we are called to take seriously the sins that we commit, because they are harmful. They kill us, they kill other people. And if we can get rid of them, constantly be aware of them, and focus on producing the good fruit, not only are we going to be ready when God comes for us, we will be prepared, we'll look forward to it, but we'll also be helping other people get ready for the coming of the Lord. So in Advent, we're not just preparing for Christmas to remind ourselves of the beginning of the end of salvation history when God himself took on human flesh. We're also consciously praying, Lord, come now, do not delay. Look at the world, look what's going on. Only God can take care of all the violence, bring an end to it. Only God can fulfill the heart's desire. There's nothing that we experience in this life that can fully complete us as God wants us to be completed with him in heaven. That's the good news. So even in the midst of all the preparations for Christmas, we're supposed to be remembering, we're supposed to be like John the Baptist, follow in his footsteps, go forth and proclaim the gospel, go out into the highways and the byways, be a light of fruitful activity, of nourishment, so that people will be filled with the goodness of Jesus Christ and want to not only repent of their sins, but do the good that we're called to do. So every one of us is a John the Baptist. that begins in our baptisms. We're called to be prophetic people that go forward to continue what John the Baptist did, what other saints did throughout history, to keep on preparing the way of the Lord for ourselves and for other people, to get whatever kind of spiritual bulldozers we need in our lives to pull down those mountains and hills and fill up that valley so that there'll be a smooth way, not just for us, but for everyone to follow, not just in the footsteps of John the Baptist, but in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Because if we follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, those footsteps lead us right into heaven. So Advent is a wonderful time to remember again, as we do every year, not only what John the Baptist preached, what he said to people, what he did to bring them closer to God, but also what we're supposed to be doing, following in his footsteps, to proclaim the gospel message and the desire of God to heal us, to forgive our sins, so that we can better proclaim the gospel. So we may not be going way out into the country and baptizing people in Seneca Lake. They probably would never come out of there. But we're called to go forth and somehow proclaim that message. And whatever the deserts are that we know about, whatever the highways and the byways are, let's go out there. Let's proclaim the gospel. Let's bring the light of Christ to people so that they too can see the goodness of Christ and follow in his footsteps. So we are John the Baptist, especially during the season of Advent. We're called to do what he did, to do it well, courageously, joyfully, because that's the good news that has been given to us and the good news we have been given to share with everyone else.